to China tomorrow for a three-day visit, and a European Parliament staff member has been arrested, the individual accused of spying on behalf of Communist China. A rally underway this morning on Wall Street. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 146 points, while the Nasdaq is ahead 211 points, gain of more than 1%. This is SRN News.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-275-3490. That's 800-275-3490.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The cool days and nights are fading. Let the warm-up begin. We've got a nice string of days ahead. Sunshine, a little warmer today with a high temperature up to about 77. Clear skies, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. I think we're near 80 on Wednesday. Low 80s Thursday with more sun. Back to the middle 80s Friday and Saturday. Still dry and mostly sunny. And not much change on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
The president of the United Auto Workers Union is calling Alabama Governor Kay Ivey a puppet for big corporations and the Chamber of Commerce. UAW President Sean Fain spoke on Monday about the recent victory that the UAW had in Tennessee with a vote to unionize at the Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga. Workers at the Mercedes-Benz auto plant in Vance, Alabama, will be voting on this same issue this coming May. Fain says Ivey and other state leaders are puppets for the billionaire class who don't want workers to get their fair share. Ivey recently joined with five other southern governors to release a joint statement decrying the unionization effort in southern states, saying the UAW is peddling misinformation and scare tactics. The five governors in the southern states say that whenever special interests come into a state, they threaten jobs and values. And they pointed out the fact that UAW automakers have already announced layoffs this year. The governors say that the ugly reality is that foreign auto companies never remain in operation in the U.S. once they're unionized. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Rescue Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
Another prison inmate has died over the weekend. This case was in Houston County at the jail. 27-year-old Andrew Martinez of Enterprise was booked into the jail last Friday morning and then found dead several hours later. The State Bureau of Investigations is taking the case and an autopsy is also underway. A Trinity man is facing theft charges for stealing $500,000 worth of copper and equipment. Gerald Abels is facing multiple theft charges after an investigation was conducted by Trinity Police. Abels has been released on bond. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm going to go check. Quick, wake the kids!
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
Oh, I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with Current Safe.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
At Epicure and Jack's Tavern, every dish and sauce is freshly made in their kitchen, daily. No cans, no shortcuts, just pure, delicious food prepared with love. Experience the difference fresh ingredients make. Join them for a meal that tastes like home.
End your meal on a sweet note with their executive chef, Glenn Tarantino's homemade desserts at Epicure and Jack's Tavern. Indulge in unique creations that change daily because every meal deserves a happy ending. Sweet, savory, and everything in between. Experience the dessert delights at Epicure and Jack's Tavern.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Starting off the second half, Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Don't forget the number here, 1-800-289-9228. 1-800-289-9228. And I know people have just been anticipating this. Red Top is still with us. Red Top, welcome back to the program. I hope you're having a fantastic day.
Yes, I am. We were talking about the bullet train.
Yes, and you didn't tell us that it was a private company. Now, I don't know if it's a public-private partnership, but a private company building it, and they do say they'll should be able to complete it in 4 years, but the state version of high-speed rail was the one I was talking about, and they believe they are $100 billion short on what it's going to take to finish it, and it's many, many years from reality, and that's from the Los Angeles Times.
$100 billion?
$100 billion short.
We ain't talking about dumbasses in California. We're talking about building a real bullet train. And the reason why I want to ask you guys, have any of y'all ever ridden a bullet train?
I have not. I've ridden a somewhat high-speed rail in Germany, I believe it was, but never a bullet train.
Okay, I have.
Mm-hmm.
The TGV from Paris to Nice and back.
Okay.
And to the French Riviera, which is the most beautiful place in the planet. And that includes the women down there, too. But it was stunning, guys, 168 miles an hour. The whole fuselage of the train banks whenever you go around the corner.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
The whole is sitting on kind of a curved sway. The whole fuselage is. And I say fuselage because you might as well be flying.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that scared the hell out of me, surprised me, is when another TGV comes the opposite direction, it's almost a sonic boom.
So oh, really?
If you're standing there looking out the window, the trains are approaching each other so fast, can't see nothing. All of a sudden it goes wham, and another train, whole train goes by like in 1.5 seconds, and you go like, what the hell was that?
Wow. Will there be two rails on this one from Las Vegas to Los Angeles? Will it be two lines so they'll go past each other like that, or was it just one line and it just goes back and forth, you know?
I'll let you Google that, but let me tell you how fast they're going.
Okay.
And you feel nothing. You feel like you're in a jet airplane on the ground. At times it rides on the same tracks as the quote slower speed train, which I think the one that you rode is about 70 miles an hour, correct?
Maybe so, yes sir.
Yeah, because they have three levels of trains in Europe.
Okay.
And we go through these giant sunflower fields that are like the cornfields in Iowa. They go for hundreds of miles. And it's just yellow flowers surrounding you going through these beautiful French plains. And I took several pictures, and we're going so fast, the sunflowers were just a yellow streak.
Wow. So you really, when you're on that plane, you might as well not even have windows, hardly. I mean, on that train, because you just can't see.
No, you can see stuff far off. No. The camera can't see. The human eye has no problem.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
Good deal.
I'm not wanting, nobody, it's not, everybody's, it's, no, you'd have to be going 2,000 miles an hour to be looking at a blur out.
To be too much. Why do you say, you said the yellow streaks of the, of the sunflowers. This train is supposed to be able to travel up to 200 miles an hour. The trip from Las Vegas to Cucamonga, that's what it says, Cucamonga, 2 hours and 10 minutes, twice as fast as the same journey by car.
And it's really more than twice as fast. And by the way, top speed is 186 miles an hour. So I'm just getting this off Newsweek. As you know, my information is correct, just like my music is mathematically correct.
Absolutely. Well, I can't help the people at Newsweek. I think they might get it done before the Olympics comes to Los Angeles.
Oh.
I cannot wait to think of some of the events they're going to have at the next Los Angeles Olympics.
I'm scared to think. We're going to have a normal Olympics in Paris.
It's going to be maybe, the 100... The 100-meter homeless hurdles.
Where you run down a street
in Los Angeles hurdling the homeless people.
Have you guys discussed the Supreme Court case about sleeping in public places? That's worth talking about. And I'd like anybody that's ridden a fast train to call in and give us their impression. I think
you got it. Thanks, Red Top. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
So my question on these high-speed rails.
Red Top, done with the show?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Are they going to make this thing stop over and over and over, which kind of takes away from the speed?
No. Oh, that's a good point.
It's going to be a straight shot?
I think it's a straight shot.
They've got one. You got a ride from Union Station out to Rancho Cucamonga. Then there may be, it looks like there might be a stop in Victor Valley and then on to Las Vegas. So it's 11 million people go from Los Angeles to Las Vegas annually.
And that's probably a conservative estimate. That's, gambling.
That's a lot of people.
That's always been done, the road trip to Vegas, baby. So
that's,
I'm surprised they said this build a train, bullet train sooner, actually.
Earlier.
Yeah.
The first true high-speed passenger rail system. $2.4 billion. They had already thought they would start it in 2020, so now they're starting it in 2024. So we'll see if they get done. Would y'all ride a train that would get you there in 2.5 hours, 2 hours and 20 minutes, if you could drive it in four?
No.
Yes.
You would?
Sure.
I like trains. You don't have to, you can get so much done.
I love trains. Trains are gorgeous, but they're so much
better run
in Europe than they are here.
You got to get a rental
car?
It's Vegas. Everything's like right there.
Oh, because you're going to Vegas. Because remember when they talked about a high-speed train from Birmingham to Atlanta, and it was going to do the Crescent Line or whatever. Right. And then when they started talking about it, it was going to stop multiple places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, what's the point?
And then I'm like, I will be there, and I can drive where I want. Yeah. Why would I ride your little train?
And then you got to Uber.
And take the same amount of time and then Uber, rent a car, or whatever when you get there.
Yeah.
But I guess if they decide we can't drive ourselves, we'll be all about these trains. Mm-hmm. And they don't want us to go anywhere once we get to the city center. So we're just hoofing it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just telling y'all, speaking of they don't want us to drive anywhere, so we're going to have to walk. It's like we're living in the movie WALL-E.
Wow. You go back and watch it. I haven't watched it.
They were telegraphing what was coming. But anyway, trains are awesome. They really are.
Meanwhile, like the world is melting
down. Back at the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And have y'all seen that PETA's freaking out about the Floribama mullet toss?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes,
like
they are.
Of all things to think about and cause a stir.
I feel like we should go down and participate in the mullet toss now.
Well, PETA says that fish recognize themselves in the mirror. And when you toss them, it's not nice. And they are literally asking the Floribama to start using fake fish in their mullet toss.
What is the Floribama's response?
Well,
that's their response.
Well, let's see. So,
oh, you gotta be kidding.
I don't see.
Hold on, you gotta use the right phraseology though, Allison. They ask the Floribama to stop throwing fish corpses.
So the fish is dead.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
Dead fish don't recognize themselves in the mirror.
But you gotta kill them.
To be able to do the
and
toss.
And PETA does not like the killing.
What if you rinse them off and fry them up?
Do you do that after they've been tossed and battered and bruised?
PETA, let's modernize the mullet toss with a fun fake fish throw and a vegan lunch.
Oh, gross. I'm hoping John McGinnis, who owns the Floribama, told him to go pound sand.
Throw mullets.
Pound sand. Fly a kite. People need to get over themselves. Go find something else to talk about and worry about.
Go save the whales from your windmills. Can we do that?
Save the whales. Are there windmills in the ocean?
Yeah. That's one of the big controversies on the East Coast.
They're killing whales.
Oh, because
remember
of the
when we
sound,
were little,
you're
it was,
right.
Save the whales, save the whales. Oh my gosh, the whales are dying. All the little girls and
elementary school. Is that what's making
whales.
Them wash up?
Yes, that's what they're saying.
Because it's messing with their
all their little
brains?
Sonar.
They can't.
They can't just. And
they
can't. Just
can't
do that.
Yeah, they can't say. I mean, the whales sound like my dead dog that's buried in the backyard. It's so dark out here. Yeah. Heat stroke 3 or 4 years ago.
That's
anyway,
so sad.
But yeah, you do see the whales, and they did wash up. And you look at these ugly, hideous, how can an earth lover support this? And yet they do. But I guess, don't we come back to that common thread that nothing makes sense with them?
It's just whatever you feel that day. You feel.
That's right, Allison.
You want the whales killed by windmills. This is the Googles. A December article from the AP, contrary to politicians' claims, offshore wind farms don't kill whales. Here's what to know. Euronews fact checked, are wind turbines killing whales and making them batty, as Trump says? Fact-checking Donald Trump's claim that wind turbines kill whales, then it says the Bergen Record, dead whales are a result of wind turbines, not ships. NOAA must ask why. N-O-A-A, National
Oceanic
Areas, whatever, administration. How a false claim. So what is it?
Well, it's that the windmills kill them if Donald Trump is not president.
That's where listen to this. Ex-Greenpeace boss says wind farms are creating death zone at sea. I thought we were supposed to believe the guys at Greenpeace.
Do you follow that guy, Wide Awake Media? The co-founder of Greenpeace, whoever that guy is awesome.
Oh, the one is
that you're just
been
talking
red,
about.
Red pilled.
He's been red pilled and is giving good information. But if anybody ever wants a good follow on the X, but anyhow,
more train news.
Oh,
Bill, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hi guys, y'all are sounding good this morning.
Thank you, Bill. How do red top sound? All right, yeah. About trains. On to trains.
So let me just let y'all know something. I used to work on Norfolk Southern Railroad.
Yes, sir.
Amtrak runs 70 miles an hour.
Okay.
Look up Amtrak's record in the northeast corridor of the United States and how many people they've killed over the last 30 years.
Oh, gosh.
And you think I'm going to get on a train that runs 200 miles an hour?
I think they're going to. I think they're going to elevate these things for where cars come across. I believe.
Well, I could be wrong.
What
Red Top said was they were going to run on the same rail as slower trains.
Oh.
And I'll tell you, when we were working, anytime Amtrak got within 20 miles of us, we had to clear the main line.
Because there's just no telling what they're going to do.
No,
they're coming through.
Let me tell you something. Those trains are Ferraris. They will go from 10 miles an hour to 70 miles an hour in a blink of the eye.
Those ugly, unwashed, what used to look like silver trains that are just covered in soot and dirt and nastiness, those Amtrak trains?
Those. They are faster than you will believe.
Really? And, what about the one that comes through Alabama, the Crescent Line? Is that one fast?
I've had to watch that thing by a million times back when I was on the railroad. And if you're standing too close to the track, it will literally suck you into it.
Oh, my
God. That's not good. Bill, we got to take a break, man. You are welcome to stay. We'll be back.
When he rode into the town, he came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If you'd like a chance to win a 2024 Land Rover Defender, you'll want to visit Wind Creek Wetumpka. Play and earn entries every day. Then be there Saturday, April 27th, starting at 5 p.m. to see if you drive off in the Land Rover. Or win thousands in cash and free play. Do what you want. Bring home a new Land Rover Defender. Visit Wind Creek Wetumpka to find out how and to find your winning moment. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, April 27th from 10 to 2 as they partner with the police department for the national DEA Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Bradfield, Millbrook, Montgomery, or Phoenix City location and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, April 27th, 10 to 2.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We are figuring out the mysteries of the world in the breaks. One of these days, y'all will be a part of the breaks.
Well, the volume will be down.
Okay, I'm lying about that part. Yeah, because
we'll go
even if we were on cable, we couldn't survive the breaks.
No, we couldn't. We need the cone of silence.
We do. What is it called? A skiff.
A skiff.
We need the skiff.
Yes.
Let's fit it. Bill, and then we're going to have a first-time caller. Josh will be next. Bill, last word on the trains. I've got a question that has been bothering me for over a year. It's about Amtrak, and the train goes right by our palatial studios here, and it's an Amtrak train. Do they not have anybody that can wash one of those jokers? Like just a brush on the end of a stick?
Yeah, and they actually have wash houses, but you have to take a car out of service to do all that.
You mean can't just run it through and wash it like a? I mean, how yeah. you know? Because it's filthy. If I look at it and I thought I wanted to ride the train to D.C. or whatever and let my family do the whole thing, I'm like, no. If they don't even wash the outside, I'm not getting on that thing.
Well, I don't know if you've ever checked fees for riding one of those trains.
I heard it was not cheap.
You can usually fly cheaper than you can ride a train.
Why is that, Bill?
Well, there's not a lot of people that ride it anymore. So between government subsidies, and let's face it, if you shut down that train, then you don't get subsidies to run the train. So they run it whether anybody's on it or not.
Well, you know how we're going to fix that, Bill? We're going to make you ride the train.
Well, the other thing that I wanted to comment on, you was talking about Common Core.
Yes, sir.
If you go back and look at Alabama's bill that they passed, mm-hmm. if you take Common Core's values and erase Common Core and title it what Alabama titled it and copy and paste from there down, mm-hmm. that's what Alabama passed. Exactly what they passed.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we absolutely passed Common Core and changed the names. I used to tell people, I tried to explain it to them, I said, look, we claim we have a Toyota truck, and all we did was pry off the badging and stuck Ford badging on it and then tried to say it was something different.
Which, isn't that plagiarizing?
Kind of, but...
I'm just saying, you know. And then, by the way, Bill, don't you think it's also hilarious that we had Common Core textbooks while they swore we didn't have Common Core? was my favorite.
It said Common Core on them. I know. Bill, thank you, buddy.
Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Enjoy
talking.
Yeah, absolutely. Alice, I thought you were going to ask him about being sucked into the train.
I got distracted by Josh's...
Looking forward to mullet toss information.
Josh, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. And I hope you have some very good information for us.
Absolutely. I'm going to give you the best I can. Yeah, I appreciate starting off. I appreciate the show. You're very intellectual, and I don't get to catch it all the time. But
what?
I try to listen.
You said we're intellectual.
Thank you, Josh. I'm not sure you know which show you're calling.
Whoa.
But
flattery is the best compliment, right?
There you go. I understand.
Yeah, no, I've worked with John and Cam and different avenues, different venues, or whatnot, restaurant is. But, mm-hmm. You know, of course, they do the blood toss to raise money for the local charities, school systems, everything around there. Of course, the ones that they use that are, you know, not food grade anymore, put it that way.
The ones
that they're throwing around them.
They're throwing those away anyway, so you toss them.
Yep, you're throwing them away, but they feed different animals, alligator alley and whatnot. But the unused fish that are still refrigerated and cold, they give to the food banks. What's not used? So they're doing a multifaceted donation part on their behalf. They collect the money from the $20 entrance fee per person, which is thousands. Then the leftover fish they give to the food banks that goes to feeding the less fortunate folks down there. So it's
there you go.
Kind of win-win.
Yeah, this mullet toss is good. And PETA just needs to, so tired of them. I mean,
chill out, guys.
Kill all the babies, kill all the people in the streets of Chicago, but don't kill the mullet.
And have no fun anymore.
Jeez.
Thank you for letting us know.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem.
No, that's good. That's good information.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, I appreciate the show, and hopefully be a second time caller pretty soon.
That's awesome. Aww.
Thanks, Josh.
Be careful out there. Right. I had no idea that it was a fundraiser. It's the stuff they can't use. They feed the alligators. How much more do you want to do with a mullet?
Should they have like dress up as a mullet and like worship it before so that you can like add a ceremony in there? Yeah. I mean, what do they want? Who are the people who go around and decide that this is unacceptable?
I hope John McGinnis says, you know what? This year, everybody gets two mullets per toss. We're going to kill double.
An extra beer.
Yeah. Not a Bud Light.
Have you ever been there before? I've never been to a mullet toss.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You've never been?
You've been?
A close personal friend of mine actually won.
Was a champion mullet tosser? Yeah.
He's
do you get a trophy?
Now, but, yeah.
Just
man,
like that fish.
It's quite a weekend.
Is it broke up by age categories? I mean, I don't want to be competing with the young men.
Yes, they do.
Allison.
Y'all could win the senior ladies mullet toss category.
Stepped in it now.
I think you need to go.
And you've got a minute left before the bell.
And Scott, you can win the extra super senior men's toss.
You can go in there. It's too late now. You can.
Papaw.
I know
category.
You are, but what am I?
The papaw category.
Yeah. Good heavens.
Maybe y'all need to go to the mullet toss and give us a roving reporter.
I could win.
Can you throw?
I can throw.
There's a technique or two that you can use to.
You know what, Sky? We should talk about that in case I decide to dash down to the mullet toss.
Mike Rogers won that way back in like 1998.
Not Lego crash helmet.
No, I'm sure Sky's Mike Rogers is way cooler.
I heard if you train, you train with catfish. Builds up the right muscles.
I heard that one.
Yeah. We'll be back.
From now on, I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. Earn $25 to $30 per hour plus monthly bonus opportunities. Trustworthy Electric is now hiring full-time electrical techs with paid vacation, holiday, and sick days, free medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k and profit-sharing programs, home every night and off weekends. Visit trustworthyelectric.net/careers.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The cool days and nights are fading. Let the warm-up begin. We've got a nice string of days ahead. Sunshine, a little warmer today with a high temperature up to about 77. Clear skies, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. I think we're near 80 on Wednesday. Low 80s Thursday with more sun. Back to the middle 80s Friday and Saturday. Still dry and mostly sunny. And not much change on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dirty and sweet, oh yeah. When you're slim and you're weak, you got the teeth
Welcome back to the program, everybody.
We're solving all kinds of problems.
I'm sorry. I was pontificating upon the liberation of women and how that works.
It all started with a little grocery cart and the woman driving.
With a little cute little kids. There were two steering wheels. And I just said the one little kid, the little boy, little kid, was like, hey, when did we show that women drive?
Emmy, we're talking about Rosie and her little friend that's probably like my little helper.
She's like
baby language.
You're supposed to turn left. We're just going to aisle 4. Get off here.
Sweet talked her way into that driver's seat. Girl. She's so cute. Yeah.
I don't understand how y'all do this because women, girls, females are like, I can drive. I'm capable of driving. I am capable of driving. Hey, we got to drive like 8 hours through Kansas and it's raining. You're driving. So why is it y'all do that?
It's like the biscuit.
That's what I was about to say. It was epiphany. A light bulb was going off.
We just want the option.
Just
offer it. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to be able to say yes or no, depending on the mood. So, Allison, do you want a biscuit this morning? It's a surprise. I don't know.
Hey, hon, do you want to drive? No. Where my wife is. Every time we're like somewhere late, I'm like, I'm sure glad you're driving home. And she's just like,
see, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. If it's daytime, but.
Yeah, but then every so often it's the, I'm driving. I'm like, no, baby, let me drive. No, I'll have to redo the seats. You always mess up the mirrors.
This is so bad.
And then we ride for that 10 minutes, but if it's 5 hours.
I wish that I could say the same, but my husband genuinely falls asleep while he drives.
And she's a good driver.
Well, because he gets bored. He gets bored.
And so it's a long distance from the heart to the head to pump mud that whole way. So it's easy for him to get tired just sitting there. He needs to be moving to keep the blood going. You know what I'm saying?
It is true.
So far to travel.
He does move around a lot during the day, and the second he sits down. Is that a man thing?
No, it's a giant. This Goliath fell asleep instantly. After he got through toning David and the armies of God, he's like, okay, nobody's fighting. And they just wake him up for the next morning. I think it's science.
That's so funny.
I've pondered this
question. Are you a driver, Allison? Like, do you ever drive places, or is Jared like driver A number one?
It's Jared. Mm-hmm. Oh, he can't stand my driving.
When you drive.
I'm way too responsible and methodical and calculated. He prefers reckless.
You don't
horn honking,
go off the road at
swerving.
All. Oh, he's aggressive.
He's a good driver, but he's aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lori's a good driver. I mean, I've always said she doesn't like it, but I'll call her Mario Andretti. I mean, she can drive like through the traffic. There could be two giant concrete columns just barely bigger than the car. 75 miles an hour. Inches on both sides.
I love it.
She can drive.
Go, Lori, go.
Yeah. And then she might get a little distracted every once in a while and run off the road a little bit or whatever. But if she's driving, like she could drive Formula One, I believe.
Wow.
Obviously, you know,
you got
all these, the women that are like, oh, she's a, you know, drives NASCAR, Formula One. Oh, Lori could do it. She could.
That's quite a compliment, Scott.
No, she actually
can drive. I mean, in the world
drive.
Of
that
womanhood,
really is.
That's like really a compliment.
Jared would never say such a thing.
But now I said she might get distracted.
We do.
And run off the road a little bit here and there. And I'll say things like, why are there gouges in the rims of the car?
I don't want to talk about that, Scott.
She says no.
Oh wait, you're talking about her car.
But I have figured out that there are creatures, because no woman ever hits a curb, and there are
the
creatures
curb
that go,
jumps out in front of you,
curb monkeys or something that come out while your car is parked safely away from other cars, not jam up against the building, and just takes little tiny hammers, and just bashes in the edges of the rims and makes it look like the curb has curb razor rash.
A great,
you know what I'm saying?
Mental picture. All of a sudden, these monkeys running through downtown.
Elf-sized monkeys, little gremlin monkeys, are just like they're just mashing in
the
women's.
The kind of monkey that I've always wanted.
Mashing the rims in on women's cars.
Huh. so much,
much sense. Wait a minute. I have some smashed dead rims on my car.
No, I not only smashed.
Go ahead.
I ran into, you know, the storm drains?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like the little, the solid pieces, like slabs of concrete.
That they lay on.
That they lay on top.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I'm turning into a neighborhood and I'm taking a left.
And you just
And I don't know where it came from, but it was so bad. And so I stopped and I looked because I thought maybe it got my car. Well, I didn't look at the tire. And like 2 weeks later, Jared walks by and he's like, what is this? And he brought in this chunk of concrete.
That was in your rim?
That he took out of my tire. And we walked out there and there were more chunks. Like we had to take it to the place to get them to take the tire off to get all the concrete chunks.
And it was wedged between the rim and the tire.
And he was like, Allison, do you know how dangerous this is? And I was like, but I looked and it didn't.
And you said, I don't know how that happened. It was the rim rash monkeys.
I mean, Scott talks about them all the time. But yeah, that was the one time where I was like, ooh, I got to start paying attention.
Yeah. Well, the back end kind of cuts the edge a little bit. It's okay. It's all right.
It's bad when you got concrete stuck in your rim.
That's pretty bad, but I'm impressed.
And every day I drive by and I still see the white where I just chipped it off. It's like three little...
And it's way
when y'all go by, you check it
I'm
out.
I'm going to look.
Yeah.
Are you saying you're coming from the road that the school and church are on? Or were you coming...
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to check it out because I can cut through to go to my house that way. I'm so impressed with
I
you.
I should go sign the little chunks.
You should. Just like you sign a cast. And then when other women hit it, they can sign it too.
Like getting wider and wider and wider.
Listen,
that's why they have to replace them every so often.
My son-in-law looked at my rims, which I had painted black because they're awesome. And he looked a couple of weeks ago and he goes, I was impressed with how long you made it without the monkeys getting your rims. Like you went a long time. And I was like, Ben, I really concentrated everywhere I went.
Because the monkeys down by your house?
Yeah, the monkeys by my house.
They had to move up to Allison's house because it was a full-on team job.
To borrow, you know, that word, up to your house. And then they're probably coming back down to mine because it's been too long since it's been in the shop.
Can you spray paint?
That's what I was wondering. We need to ask your son-in-law, how do you...
You take
repaint the black.
Allison, the place... Well, I'm going to Sharpie them.
Okay. I was thinking black fingernail.
Will you look at mine and tell me if I can...
Yeah, black fingernail polish.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That might work.
I'll try that. I'll do a
work
test.
On that. Some or black Eric the dog might can tell us.
Oh, Eric will tell us.
What happened to Lunchbox?
We talked too long about monkeys.
I'm sorry, Lunchbox.
I mean, that was our daily sexist segment.
Did you say sexy segment?
The dog.
Eric the dog is on our sexist segment. Welcome to the program, Eric the dog.
Well, we can turn Misogyny Monday into Tyrannical Tuesday. I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm with it. I rode an Amtrak train from Junction City, Colorado to Denver, and that was pretty cool.
How long did it take?
8 hours.
From Colorado to Colorado?
Yeah.
Colorado 8 hours?
Yeah.
Did it stop a lot?
Once or twice. You're going up through all the switchbacks, and we saw some those moose. We saw some big old deer-looking thing. But I did want to tell y'all. Can I wait? I'll wait.
Yeah, well, absolutely, you can. I want to hear what you want to tell us after telling us all about those big deer thingies. Eric the dog up next. We'll be back.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business.
Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon light casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep the Alabama we know and love. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Alabama Eagle Forum, Box 130-757, Birmingham.
Molecopro with Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers. They engineer their mowers to be maintenance and service friendly for the everyday homeowner while not sacrificing the build and cut quality they're known for. From the heavy duty frame to the welded steel deck to their trademark smooth track steering, Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers deliver professional grade cut quality for a perfectly manicured lawn. Why don't you stop by and see Dietzville Ace Hardware? See the Hustler difference for yourself today. Dietzville Ace Hardware on US 31 just north of Prattville, or Google Dietzville Ace Hardware for more information.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
For the lowest prices on flooring and flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, hardwood, laminate, ceramic tile, carpet remnants, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. And if you're a flooring installer, you'll really love Budget Floors & More. Budget Floors & More has the lowest prices on installation supplies. Ask about their professional trade discounts, large selection, and quality at the best prices. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane in Montgomery, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's get right back to it. Eric the dog is with us. Eric, I hope you're well, and I wanted you to be able to finish your thoughts.
Won't take long. Anyway, Amtrak, not super expensive, in my estimation. Does take a long time to get there.
Gotta look this up. Keep going.
We were talking about some bills and stuff yesterday, and I had messaged Abs, or at least Abs saw it, I think. When we were starting to ask these people about their bills and what they're defending and all that, we really need to have, and by we, I mean y'all, because y'all get to talk to these people. We really need to treat them with that jaundice eye that we give Democrats, even for our own people. Ask the hard questions, make sure they know what the world they're talking about and what they're defending and what kind of propaganda they're feeding us to make it seem all right. And, I don't know, just maybe see if there's already a law in the books that would do the same thing. And then worry about how we get it enforced.
Okay. That's a good idea, man. No, I agree with you completely. We just need to ask more questions.
Yes, assume that they're trying to screw you and figure out how. Because
that's good.
That's where they are. I've learned that from listening to this. Every time we have somebody come on here and think they're the next best thing since sliced bread, here we go. You know, Donald Trump bombing brown people, saying he wasn't going to do it. But here he is, who he's listening to, telling him to do stuff like that. You know, and then advocating for things that really hinder our freedoms. And I know he did a lot for us, but, he was not perfect. And some of the things he did not help the individual American liberties. And I'm at the point in my life where I'd rather have my liberty than your rule, you know.
I agree completely. And that's the problem with these innovation districts and all this kind of stuff that they're wanting to pass is it does not help my liberties.
No, they're willing to screw us at the drop of a hat and then just look at, oh, I'm just some homegrown person from down here in Alabama and I don't have a crooked bone in my body. I'm just good. But, you know, they're screwing us every single time. How many people in there, I would like to know how many people ever went into legislature that didn't come out better than they were when they went in?
I know one.
Even you.
I came out worse. I spent all my... Well, never mind. That's another story for another time. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, y'all. Adios.
See you, man. Adios.
I love that. That's a new standard. They're screwing you. Just figure out how.
Just start there. That's cynical, but start there. And then let them prove to us that they're doing the right thing.
But their egos don't like it when you start there.
No, I know. Because they know. I mean, they know where they are. You think Lunchbox can get through?
He's going to have to because he's
he just left us.
Well, no, he's not. He was
dang it,
calling
dang
Lunchbox.
Dang it, he hung up.
Yeah. I wanted to give him those last couple minutes. Why do you think legislators get upset when you start from the premise of, hey, what you're doing is probably not good. Prove to me that it is good.
Well, I think it's just human nature.
Right.
I think, and there's always a balance, I think, when you are dealing with people that have power, and you know this, you know, that can make decisions that will greatly affect your life. And it's like, I do think they're trying to screw us. I didn't used to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't go into a conversation all bowed up, ready to...
Yeah, you don't have to be tacky about it, but the founding fathers were... They spoke so ill of government.
Mm-hmm.
They said, always watch government. Always be leery of government. Be leery of the ones you trust, because they'll be the ones that can get away with the most. And human nature, we think about these things we know, about power corrupts and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. That's
right.
Lord Acton. All these kinds of things. And then with our own elected officials, we're supposed to not start from there. Because we're sweet, we're nice, we want to be. So I'm just saying, look, I don't want to be mean to them, but I'm just saying, okay, prove to me that this is good. I'm starting out thinking it's probably a bad idea. Show me how it's good. And that does make them angry, but it's because they know it's not good.
I'm not
and
saying
still
you start from
it.
A place of weakness, I just know if you walk in and like...
I think we're talking past each other.
I think so, too.
Yeah, because I'm all for being civil.
Yes,
but
right.
I'm just saying, hey, look, I doubt this is actually good.
But because we don't know how to do that anymore, we don't know how to approach it civilly.
Right.
But the Bible says the simple believes everything, but the prudent gives thought to his steps. That's all we're asking. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, let's be prudent. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I've got the price.